Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Right.
Nice. Thanks.
That was quite impressive.
It's my scatting. No. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Yeah, fine.
Good. Sort That's
of,
good.
Right, this sort of freaked me out a little bit, this story, and Ooh. I'd like your input and possibly the listener's input.
Possibly.
Well, Barbie have just unveiled a new Dr. Jane Goodall doll.
Oh, like Barbie, Mattel, Barbie. Yeah, I got you.
It's made from recycled ocean-bound plastic. Well, that's plastic, isn't it?
Yes, that is true.
That's plastic that hasn't made it into the ocean yet, isn't
it? Yeah.
So, anyway, it comes
ocean-bound.
Ocean-bound plastic.
Oh, I thought you said ocean-found, and I was like, oh, that's good. They're taking it out of the sea.
I was hoping it was going to be ocean-found, but it's ocean-bound.
I like the idea that they're like, if we didn't take this, we were just going to throw it straight in the ocean.
So there you go, win-win. Anyway, it's got various outfits, black boots, a pair of binoculars and a notebook.
Oh, yeah. Does it come with like a pet ape or monkey or something? No.
No. I mean, obviously, you can't do this without the... Why? I mean, why are they doing it now?
What, Jane Goodall?
Well, no, don't give me shit. I mean, what an amazing human person.
They've done a lot of interesting stuff. They've always done, Mattel/Barbie, has always done, you know... celebrity Barbies, and they're getting a bit more sort of better, I would say, at doing a broad range of celebrity Barbies.
I didn't realize that, not being a Barbie fan.
No, well, I was like not a Barbie kid. Were you
100%? I loved Barbie.
What was your best Barbie?
Barbie is Rapunzel, straight up.
Nice.
Yeah, didn't even have to think about it.
I had one Barbie, which I this is actually kind of grim. I like was in a trike. I have a memory of being a little kid. I was in a trike and I was just like idly dragging it behind me.
Oh my god!
I managed to give her a double mastectomy. So that was my Barbie story. Anyway, but Mattel's always done this. They've always done celebrity Barbies.
I didn't know that. I didn't want to Google Barbie just in case.
Well, I don't know. Jane Goodall's an interesting one. Was it plagiarism? I should check this before I say it on the radio.
Apparently.
Apparently, allegedly, I'll look that up.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's also done some amazing research.
I wonder if they'll do a Greta Thunberg one.
That'd be quite cool.
Yeah, I just thought it was quite interesting.
It is. They've done a Lizzo Barbie. That was pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Lizzo Barbie was pretty great. What else has been happening in the world?
Not necessarily
toys.
That was just something that tickled me this morning. Anyway, for the last 20 years or so, scientists have been using satellite-tagged marine animals to collect ocean data for cyclones. Right. For instance, in the Southern Ocean off Antarctica, which is a hostile area for human ships and robot explorers, so they used the southern elephant seals to gather water temperatures and salinity.
Right,
They used the seals. They put little things on, like little, what's names? Thingy Bobs, because I really don't dive into this one.
You've lost me on the Thingy Bobs, but I'm following otherwise.
All the data gathering stuff, whatever you call it. And but in the southwest Indian Ocean, Nitto seals, right? Got no seals anywhere. So scientists tried seabirds and puffins, but they were too lightweight for the sensors. So obviously, they just plummeted. So, I mean, if a scientist, you've got like this thing that you're going to put on an animal, you've got to realise it's not going to work, is it?
Well, some of them, but it often does, but you've got to find the right thingy, mabob, or what's
right,
in the jigger
here you go.
For the
here's,
animal. You
here's
know?
The thing. So they turn to loggerhead and olive Ridley sea turtles. They travel thousands.
How did that go?
To me like I'd know what that turtle was. You're like, you know these olive Ridley sea turtles.
I should have checked it out. I don't know. Anyway, they travel thousands of k's a year and reliably go back to their natal beach, you know, where they come from. And that. Anyway, this homing instinct makes it easier for scientists to recover the sensors.
Mm.
So the energy that powers a tropical cyclone comes mainly from water, from the ocean.
Oh, okay.
To predict if a storm will intensify, you need to know what's going on just below the surface from 25 to 200 metres in depth. And that's where the sea turtles spend most of their time.
Good for them.
That's perfect.
So, yeah, it's really brilliant. Plus, since that NASA, I was doing a Rickyism then, and other agencies are using this information as well.
Sorry, I'm just getting distracted by some of the Barbie texts.
Oh, come on, let's have it.
Someone says our two little girls have a Ken doll. They stripped him nude, cut off his hair, and they call him Toy Boy.
Wow, opened up a right can of worms here, haven't I?
Oh, dear. Did you ever have Bratz dolls when you were a kid?
No, but a girl who was mean to me had Bratz dolls.
Dolls have got mean girl energy, yeah. It is true. They used to freak me out. You could take their feet off.
God, that's right. And you could put them on backwards?
Yeah, you couldn't put, you didn't put a shoe on. You put an entire foot on a Bratz doll. And that really used to annoy me as a kid. I was like, yeah. I didn't like that. Now I think Bratz dolls are pretty awesome, to be honest.
I used to have an action man.
Did you?
Nice. Yep.
What kind of actions did he do?
No, they used to dress him up with soldiers and all that sort of stuff, but I burnt him at the stake.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And what happened was...
That's so weird.
I poured his petrol on it. It was in a driveway, and my dad's car was there, and this fire just went straight under the car, and I stood there, and I was like, holy shit. But nothing happened.
Oh, that is... horrific.
Yeah.
Honestly, sounds quite iconic, to be honest. Don't try that at home, kids.
No, kids, don't do that.
What was some of the best / weirdest things you ever did with your childhood toys? We'd love to hear about it on 5395. I might regret opening that one up.
Yeah,
but
don't actually.
I've done it
don't.
Now, so text us. You've picked us a Happy Mondays track. Today, what have we got here, Rob?
24-hour party people, because that's what we all are.
Exactly. Thank you. We'll be right back. Jin sent us a very wholesome text. I used to have an action man. Me and my best mate would play with them for hours in the lava tunnels under Mangere Mountain, and we'd access them via an entry hole in his yard.
That's code for something, isn't it?
That sounds like some spy stuff. That's very, very cool, Jin. Marcus, though, set up a scale electrics under the sofa, then put a candle under the sofa so he could see it, and the sofa went up in flames.
Brilliant. Brilliant. What a star.
"24-Hour Party People" by the Happy Mondays. Thank you, Rob. You can keep your childhood toy stories coming through on 5395. I'm slightly nervous about what we could get, but they've been quite good so far.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.